You know, it takes place in the Northeast, though this film from Baz Luhrmann, who also brought you the retooled Romeo plus Juliet and Moulin Rouge, was filmed almost entirely in Australia. So the film really came nowhere near the United States in terms of what you'll see on the screen. But certainly there is a strong Louisville connection to the story in Daisy Buchanan, who is the object of Gatsby's affection and is written about as being from Louisville. And she married her husband, Tom, in the grand ballroom of the Seelbach Hotel. Now, actually, the inspirations for Daisy, as we found looking into this a little bit, do not hail from Louisville. But F. Scott Fitzgerald had a bit of a history in Louisville when he was stationed there during World War I at Camp Taylor, and used to hang out at the Seelbach, and apparently even got booted out a few times for being a little bit too rowdy. So, you know, apparently those were sort of the inspirations for creating his Southern dream girl there in Great Gatsby.
And so many authors draw upon Kentucky. Why do you think that is? You have any speculation?
I think the South is just a real rich treasure trove of story and culture. And, it offers a lot for a writer to work with. I think that's why we have such a strong tradition of Southern literature, you know, whether it is Southern authors or, you know, folks like Fitzgerald who came in and found inspiration here.
Now, with the Kentucky Derby behind us, there's time for other events, other arts and cultural events, and we have three stage performances opening this weekend in the Lexington area.
I know. It always seems like you've got arts groups in the starting gate ready for the gun right after the Derby finishes up. But we do have three plays opening this weekend. Probably, you know, a highlight of it would be the return of the On the Verge company, which started out a few years ago doing what is known as site-specific theater. They perform plays in locations that are appropriate to the play. And they are presenting Nora and Delia Ephron's Love, Loss, and What I Wore at the Après-Vous Boutique on Moore Drive here in Lexington. And it is a play that touches on the lives of many different women and significant moments in their lives, and often centers around what they wore at the time or outfits that were special to them or things of that sort. Now, for something completely different, in Actors Guild, you have William Shakespeare's Land of the Dead, which is kind of a zombie play set in Shakespeare's England at the time his play Henry V opens. And right at that time, as the story goes, a plague is visited upon London, and they're all quarantined at the Globe Theater, which from Candace Chaney's story that I was reading sounds like it turns out to be kind of like the prison in The Walking Dead for people who follow the AMC show having to fend off the people that are coming after them. And then you've got studio players opening Funny Money, which is just a sort of absurd comedy about a guy who picks up the wrong briefcase full of, lots of unmarked bills and a pretty delirious amount of cash and all the fun stuff that happens from that.
And the dancers are going to be out this weekend, too.
Yes, not only the theater, but the dancers. And, you know, also the Philharmonic is going to be on stage this weekend for their season finale. In dance, you have Kentucky Ballet Theater reviving their production of Peter Pan. And it's going to be at the Opera House on Saturday and Sunday. And then there's also a modern dance troupe, Movement Continuum, featuring a few former members of the University of Kentucky Dance Ensemble. And they're going to be performing at the Downtown Arts Center on Saturday and Sunday. So really a lot to take in this weekend.
Rich Copley, thanks again for your help.
Thank you.